Morning Walk Conversation, July 14th, 1974, in Marina del Rey.
Yes, I've told him he is waiting for the date. We have not fixed up the flight number yet.
Hans Duda.
Oh, Hans Duda. Yes. Yeah, I spoke. Yeah, we spoke with him.
Treyarch.
I have not been able to get through to yet.
Sanctify the whole world by your footsteps. You are crisscrossing the world.
That is stated in the Shastra. Tirthi Kurban Vidhana Shantasthena Gadabridha. Because a pure devotee carries Krishna within his heart. Therefore, wherever he goes, he makes a holy place. It is said in the Shastra. Not me, but every one of you, if you are pure devotee of Krishna, then wherever you go, that is a holy place. Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani Shantam. To become sannyasi means that he'll be pure devotee, and wherever he'll go, he'll purify. That is sannyas means. Mahat vichalanam ninam grihinam dhinocheta. Mahatma, they trouble so that the householders, they're people-minded and full of sinful activities, they'll go there and make them purified. This is the idea of sannyas. Vedic civilization, a brahmachari and a sannyasi has open door. There is no restriction, no beer of dog. But now they are prohibited. experience after my sannyas when I was touring India. So in Ahmedabad or Baroda, I was entering one man's house. So he was standing on the balcony.
Saying, don't come?
Don't come.
Age of Kali is perpetrating itself.
Because in India, the sannyasi has become a professional beggar. Just change the dress and you can easily eat without any water.
And smoke bidis.
Everything they do. In our childhood, we had a house for rental. There was a man, he was a professional beggar. You see? So, other members of the house, they'll go to their office. He'll dress himself just like a sannyasi and go for begging. That was his business. There is no such opportunity, but in India, there is good opportunity. If you make a dress of sannyasi, you can go anywhere and you'll be respectable. They'll give you for eating.
Especially they prey on the women.
Huh?
Especially they prey on the women.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to the minister's house to get some papers. I could see in the back of the house the lady was entertaining some sannyasi with sweetmeats and drinks.
Yes. Our men have to change their dress before they go out. Brahmacharis. That's the only way they can beg in this country. Yes. Prabhupada, we, because of our fallen condition, we require many mechanical means by which we can offer one another respects and to teach one another examples of scripture. For example, we are asked to bow our bodies down to show respects or to call one another Prabhu, to understand that each person is a spiritual master to the other. How are the boys and girls to learn these things? In manners of decorum and manners from the sannyasis, for example, how are they to offer respects to their godbrothers?
Yeah. We have like that other hinda.
For example, I have seen many godbrothers offer one another respects, but I very seldom see that in return from some of our leaders.
So, some of you show by practical example, like.
One person who sees can lead thousands of blind men.
Ah,
yeah.
before then, simply for covering the sun.
Yes. There's no jugga, so there's no sun. No jugga, no sun.
No rain, no sun.
No. In the Kali Yuga, it will be like that. There will be cloud, even thunder, bolt and lightning, but there will be no rain. There is still.
That is very inauspicious. That is not auspicious.
In the Krishna book, you say that this Kali Yuga is compared to the cloudy season. The Kali Yuga is compared to the cloudy season of
the living entities.
And only by the appearance of Lord Chaitanya with the Hare Krishna mantra are the clouds cleared away.
Yeah.
It's like sometimes there's a break in the clouds.
There's little flies and bugs.
They're called sand fleas.
Those are the stones.
They can eat stone and digest.
They can eat the sand.
Sand?
The sand is made of little stones.
Yeah. Not sand. Not sand.
Pebbles.
What is it?
Snails.
Shells.
They're sand shells.
No, birds eat stones too.
Yeah, they're sand crabs, right?
No, I don't know.
They get nutrition from the stones? They get some nutrition from the stones?
They have a special power to digest.
Yeah.
Especially this, what is this called, dog?
Pigeon.
Oh, pigeon. They swallow the... They can swallow the very hard piece. And they can digest it very easily.
Seaweed edible? Seaweed. Is that edible?
I don't find. Why they say eat seaweed?
In Asia, many people eat seaweed. Certain types of plants
that grow
in the sea.
Very popular.
That is all right, but why man should eat seaweed?
There are so many nice things.
There are so many vegetables.
The vegetables are not available.
Yeah.
You don't have to cultivate seaweed. Just take.
They have to go diving with lungs and tanks to collect it rather than plow the earth.
They consider it a delicacy. The restaurants for the macrobiotic people, the young people that think they're comfortable.
for health food. It's a delicacy.
This is also eating. Yeah, this is eating. But in Japan, it's eating.
It contains much iodine.
They make some food, and it is sold. What is called that? They make some cakes by soaking in the water.
Soybean.
Huh?
Soybean.
Not soybean.
What is it?
They make some food stuff. In India also they are making now. I was in Ahmedabad, guest of one Mr. Patel. His business is to collect this.
Huh.
And he's a chemist also. He prepares some food. It's a good business.
One of the plans for science in the future is the food from the ocean.
Yes. Food from the ocean is already there, fishes.
No, not only fishes, they're trying to investigate more.
It is not sufficient?
No, fish is not enough. Going on about the availability of food in the ocean.
Also, they want to recycle the stool. There's one big plan to make a big city, and then the stool is recycled, and 60% can be again reused.
I heard that in Russia they're already making butter from stool.
Doesn't efficiently take all the nutrients.
Yeah, they can make butter. This market butter is sometimes coming from stool.
So we better eat our own cows very quickly.
Here too, in this country also, they're making butter from stool.
Yeah.
In this country also, they're doing that?
No, during wartime, the German people did it.
Now they're making artificial milk also. They're advertising it's just like milk without the sour taste, without the bitter taste.
They are propagating that milk is not good for cells. Natural milk.
Yes, some scientists came to see me in Melbourne.
Yes.
You are speaking like that.
You're saying that milk is not good?
Stool is good, but milk is not good.
That's all right if you're a pig.
Stool is poor. You see the pigs, they eat stool.
Yes.
They become very fatty.
Stout.
Yes.
They have no brain for understanding Krishna. That only comes from milk.
Huh?
That only comes from milk.
Meat?
Have a good brain for understanding Krishna.
Not eating so much.
No.
Some devotees think that if they eat large quantities of milk, the more they eat, the more the brain will become big.
That is Rajesh. Especially for devotee, too much eating is very, very bad. Uttyahara prayasasya prajalpa niyamaka. Too much eating very.
We should only take what is necessary.
And too much collecting money out. That is also not good.
Too much what?
Collecting money.
In all the living bodies, we have these innumerable cells, living cells. And in these cells, we're just discussing whether the Paramatma and the Jivatma is still there in the even in the living cells. It is there.
Yeah.
So actually, it's our bodies, combination of these so many living entities.
Atom. Yeah. Why not? The only living entity is 1/10,000 part of the... Yeah, so many hairs are there. And that is 1/10,000 part of the top of the hair. What is the division?
So there is one Jivatma who is in control of the body. The others are subservient. Yeah.
Jivatma is everywhere. But you have got your own field. Just like part... agriculture purpose. You have got a big field. But there are so many millions of microbes. And,
yes.
But it is your field.
Yes.
Not that when you go out of the field, one of them become you. No, that is not. That is individual. When you leave your field. That's it.
So when we leave the field, then the other cells in the body also leave their field.
Yeah, therefore the germs come out as soon as it is proper time. So these nonsense, they do not know that. That the creating life, the ingredients, if they say that material combination makes life, the material combination is there already. But why is it that man is not coming? That is, he is individual. And they are also individual. I have got my field, I am individual, I live it. But because there are so many other microbes, they will come as me. No, that is not possible.
Yes. Yes, but temporarily I cannot live without them.
Huh?
I cannot live in my body without them.
You cannot live with this material body and without so many conditions. And that is also one of the conditions. You cannot live. Any condition, little disturbed, you become diseased, you become disturbed. So therefore it is called conditional life. You simply live here on condition. And spiritual life means no condition. The condition is favorable, then your senses will act. Otherwise, you have got useless senses.
Uh-huh.
If there is light, then you can see. You can become proud of your eyes. Can you show me God? Hello, what you can see, Esther? If God gives you light, then you can see. You see under condition. And still he is very proud of his eyes. Can you show me God? This is going on. Rascal, what you can see?
Hare Krishna.
So, we are punished, and still we are searching out the truth. What is your truth? You are punished.
So we only end up with a conditioned truth, a relative truth.
Yes. The more you are not conditioned, the more you are finding out truth is perfect. But it is not possible for you to become completely unconditioned. That is not possible. That is Mukta Purush, liberated. Therefore, we have to take knowledge from the person who is not conditioned. That is perfect. And one who is conditioned, what is the value of his giving knowledge? So therefore, don't accept any knowledge from the conditioned soul. Conditioned soul is imperfect by the four deficiencies. Brahm, Pramad, he must commit mistake. So what is the value of his knowledge? There is no value. We take knowledge from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is unconditioned. There is a verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Esat Isanam Isasya. That is God. God means he comes within this material world, but he is not conditioned. That is Krishna.
And his representative.
Yeah. The whole thing is managed by the law of gravitation. But when Krishna lifted the hill, there was no weight. He is not conditioned by the law of gravity. He can lift that. We cannot do because we are conditioned. And when they cannot understand God's inconceivable power, they think it is all mythology. Because he is a rascal, he thinks Krishna also a rascal.
They tried to put Krishna within the framework of their own.
Abhijananti manga mūrha manusim tanuvāsa. Because Krishna is kindly becomes visible to our eyes, this rascal immediately taking as one of us. By his kindness is coming, to be visible by us, to listen to him, his instruction, but this murha will take him as ordinary human. Murha vina vijananti Mamipa Paramadvayam.
Consciousness, my consciousness, the consciousness of those living cells are dependent on my consciousness.
No, that consciousness is not developed. It is is not equal to your consciousness. Just like a child's consciousness is not equal to your consciousness. It is not yet developed. Similarly, this human life is the full pleasure, not full pleasure, almost full demonstration of consciousness. We have to utilize it for higher understanding. Material condition, the consciousness develops. On account of loss of consciousness, they become godless. So it requires time. So this Hare Krishna movement is to help them to develop consciousness very quickly. Otherwise, it will take millions of years. Manushanam sahasesh kaschit jatadishe. We are helping people to develop that original consciousness very quickly.
Cells, the minor cells, they divide. They just like act as a...
Let them do whatever they do. But still, Krishna is there. Annantarastham paramanu chayam. Namadhi purusham, come on. Undeveloped consciousness, the more you are servant of nature. As you have got less developed consciousness, just like the dog and the girl, she is developed consciousness, therefore the dog, less consciousness, it is serving. Similarly, if you are not Krishna conscious fully, then you have to serve Maya.
Kali Das.
To serve means to accept this material world. Maya will give you a dress according to your karma, and you have to work. This will continue.
Those who do not develop their Krishna consciousness fully must again take a dress.
Oh, yes. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma jadindriya pritaye aprinoti. Nasadhu manne jato atmano yam asanna hi klesha vyaatma. This is the instruction of Rishabdev. These rascals are working like madmen. Nunam pramatta. Pramatta means mad. And always being mischievous in activities. So this is not good, because he does not know that for his mischievous sinful activities, he has got a body which is always miserable. It will continue to accept miserable body. Therefore it is not good. The doctor can see that this man is infecting this disease and he'll suffer. But the rascal man cannot understand that I am infecting something and I'll have to suffer. They are trying to become happy by improving this material condition. But he does not know that he is becoming implicated more and more, because he'll have to accept the body. And there are so many varieties of body. This is childish. Our Giriraj took some money.
Who?
Giriraj.
Giriraj.
Yeah. He said, everyone is God, somebody said. So Giriraj said, I am God. Yes, you are God. Then I can take your money. Yes. And he gave him some money. All this. So out of sentiment, whatever money he had in his pocket, he gave him.
It was $90. $90 it was.
Anyway.
He was caught in his own philosophy.
For the same trick, Madhavisa Swami once got someone to take all of his clothes off and give it to him. Everything is all one, then you will not mind giving me your clothes.
No, their philosophy is, we are one. What is mine, that is mine. And you're also mine. Therefore, we are one. And as you say, you'll say, you know, why not your mind? And that is not like that.
That type of philosophy will not last long.
Huh?
That type of philosophy will not last long.
In a highly developed consciousness state, in the body, which is highly, consciousness which is highly developed.
That is Krishna consciousness, devotee.
So in the
highly developed consciousness means he is a devotee.
Yes, but what is the relationship of the those individuals who are living with him, though they are not conscious?
They live. That's just like a dog live with you. But you are developed. He's not developed.
But still he's benefited.
Huh?
He's benefited from the consciousness of the,
yes,
of the master.
If the master is devotee, then he's a devotee. Kita janama ho jathatu adas. Bhakti Vinod Thakur sings. Then let me become a warm in the house of a devotee. If I have to take bath, I don't want a life, non-devotional life, even it is like Brahma. I prefer to become a warm in the house of a devotee. This is the prayer of Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Similarly, when we associate with a spiritual master who has Krishna consciousness, automatically we also have some taste.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Bhakti means enhancing spiritual taste. That is what. Bhakti parasanubhava virakti annatas. And as he increases his spiritual taste, he becomes detestful to this material area. This is the taste.
You should engage the hippies in keeping this place clean.
Huh?
Hippies are simply sleeping and the beach remains dirty.
Oh.
Good management.
Chai.
Chai.
All glory.